August 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, usually associated with or compatible to the ideas of the guest for that day. Alternatively, they may relate to a current piece of legislation or event that may be of interest. I try to have a variety of guests on the program who present alternative ideas. I am inquisitive and recognize that our educational system is wholly inadequate and prejudicial and designed to dumb down the population. People who listen to RBN understand that deep-pocketed special interests control the corporate media and the government. I'm relatively tolerant and like to hear every aspect of a given issue. That tolerance does not imply acceptance or endorsement of everything that a guest may present. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Yuka Davidson. First name is spelled J-U-K-K-A. On January 4th, 2013, he wrote an article, at least it was published on that day, called In Search of Justice, Summary of an International Law Case in Finland. And I felt that some of the things, as I read through this article, that some of the things that were happening in Finland also were happening not just in this country, but pretty much all over the world. He has quite a resume from 1997. He has been the director of Yandem Oy Limited in Helsinki. And this company does business security services for small and medium-sized companies. It consults in national differences and political economy, and they also consult on political, economic, and legal risks. He speaks languages, Finnish, Swedish, English, and German. His other activities, from 2000 to 2010, he was involved with the violation of studying the violation of human rights in Finland in banking crises. So welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. And thank you for this invitation. It's really great pleasure
Thank you. Your article is fascinating, and also the PDFs that you sent to me. And as I was reading through the article, which talks about the banking collapse, the devastating economic collapse in the 1990s, and it called to mind that here in this country, we had President George H.W. Bush and Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney and Mexican President Carlos Salinas, who met in San Antonio, Texas on December 17, 1992 to sign NAFTA. And you also talk about free trade in your article. We do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
This fabulous article on January 4th, 2013. It is called In Search of Justice, Summary of an International Law Case in Finland. So why don't you tell the listeners about the article, why you wrote it, and some of the major points.
Okay. Main objective actually for this article is that we are trying to find somebody or people who would like to promote our case, and also we are trying to locate people who want to finance the start of this case, because we are ready to file it, but as you can guess, so all these victims of this plot, so we are without any big funding, so we can't, let's say, proceed immediately and without this funding. So this is the, let's say, the main idea behind this article. There is also other, let's say, objectives, and I believe that in this world right now, we have to share information, and people can read what is taking place in Europe, and we can also read what is taking place in states, etc. So we can learn. And also, I think that one very, very important, let's say, point in this article is this solution part. So when the justice is closed in one country, so then we have to try to find a court room for our case, and that must be somewhere outside the country, and we have been able to locate it here in Europe, and we are ready to file it. And also,
go ahead.
And also, what is written here is the basic idea how we can move a case from one country to a other one. So that is very important information to understand.
Okay. And what is the major problem there? Began with this economic collapse was in the 1990s. And who was behind this? And what significance it had for the people there? And who helped them?
Okay. So actually, the economy in Finland in late 1980s was called the European Japan. So everything, all the figures, everything was going very well. But then suddenly everything just collapsed. And this, when we have studied this case, so we found that already in early 1980s, the government and the officials were preparing Finland for globalization and joining the European Union. That is, I think, the major item behind this collapse. And what we can see clearly is that 1989, 1990, 1991, the banks already started to or make preparations for this collapse. So one example, they did divide customers to A and B class customers. A means that they will keep them, and B is that they will force them in bankruptcy. This, the chaos what they wanted to do was actually, in my view, that the government in Finland wanted to join the European Union. And that is the development in Europe. So every country actually right now is member in that union, except Switzerland. And that was very, very important also for the Finnish government. And that is the major motivation behind this financial chaos.
Okay. And you also had foreigners. You call them foreign actors, foreign people who planned and executed the economic destruction.
Yes, I think that I call this people, I have given them the name international elite, or somebody is calling them the financial cable or whatever. But behind this plan is a small number of people who are actually making everything happen at the moment, also in Finland. And if you look at each country right now in Europe, so each government is telling the same thing. They are making same things, same decisions, same direction. Everything is completely the same. So there must be somebody ruling behind the governments. And
and you mentioned President Koivisto?
Yes. So that time the president had actually the power in Finland. Right now it's more let's say the government has the power and president is more it's like the Finnish king or whatever you call it. It's more on a celebrational type of person. Person in Finland. So, but that time, president had the real power and, he was the person who accepted or did not accept a plan. And what we have found is that, basic plan to join European Union also demanded different, let's say, solvency rates on banking sector. It demanded many, many other things. And that's why he did accept this this chaos kind of solution. And so we have documentation from different meetings. And we know exactly what they did design and discuss during those meetings.
All righty. Tell us about the meeting that took place in May of 1992.
Okay. First of all, I would like to mention one meeting before the May meeting.
Oh, okay.
It was in March. President Koivisto met in March early. If I remember correctly, so it was the 2nd of March, 92, and he invited the all banking directors to the presidential premises in Finland, and they discussed the finance sector issues when entering the EU, etc. And during that meeting, these people, actually, the person who spoke and presented this idea is, at the moment, he is Björn Wahlroos, and he is the chairman of Nordea Bank at the moment. Nordea is let's say, bank which is partly from Finnish side and the Swedish side. So it's a European bank at the moment. So he presented to Koivisto this idea that the banks have to get rid of certain liabilities and which seems to be about very close to 45% of all liabilities what they had in their books. And this means that the state has to take care of that those
liabilities.
Yeah, what will be transferred over to bad bank or whatever they will do.
Now, and, were the banks asking for a bailout? In other words, for the government to assume responsibility for their liabilities?
That's right. That's correct. Yes. So that was the basic idea that if the banks in Finland should survive, so they need a higher solvency percentage and for that they need to get rid of a lot of customers. So that was basically the idea. And what they knew is that when they start this process, when banks are starting the process of bankruptcy, so there will be huge number of law cases. So smart people, when they know something, they act. And now Koivisto invited all the, let's say, the judicial sector to his premises. And this took place in the beginning of May 92, a couple of months later. And during that meeting was actually discussed about the role of courts when a country has big problems, financial and economical problems. So how should the court system respond and be responsible on this situation? That was the main idea behind. And what we know now is that decision system in Supreme.
I'm sorry, we do need to go to a break. It's late coming, but anyway, we do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Yuka Davidson, and he's written this remarkable article. It is linked on today's schedule page, and it is entitled In Search of Justice, Summary of an International Law Case in Finland. It is very, very relevant to what has gone on in this country, And Yuki, you were talking about President Koivisto and that meeting in May of 1992, and all of these people, the Supreme Court members and everybody, got invited.
Yep.
So please continue.
So, yes. So the idea was to get the whole court system with this plan. So this means that the court has to make decisions according to the need and will of the banks. And that was actually what happened. The basic question, legal question here is that shall banks or can banks break the contract, which is called loan agreement or promissory note or whatever you call it. So can banks actually violate this agreement only one-sided, or should they agree with this customer again together? And before May 92, so Supreme Court had actually decided that banks are not able to break the contract only one-sided. But after that, so they ruled new cases that banks are entitled to break any contract what they have. And this is the basic question in this Finnish system. And after that, there is no justice whatsoever when we are talking about these cases coming from 1990s. And this is the major reason why we are trying to locate a court which would listen and make the hearing based on, let's say, fair trial and effective remedies basis.
Right. Now, you have a figure out of 3,000 hearings, banks won 2,998, and the debtor only won two cases. And so the Supreme Court in your country is favoring the banks, and I'm certain that it's that way in this country also, where the Supreme Court is going along with the banks. And this is an international cabal, as you call them.
Yeah, this is actually a study which was done in Turku. We have in Finland a three-level court system. So you enter on the first level, and then if you are not satisfied with the results, then you can apply to second level. And then if you are not satisfied on that one, then you can try to get your case to the Supreme Court, but it's not necessary that you can get. And this study has been done in second level court in Turku, and it was done through the University of Turku, the law school. And first they tried to
Okay, whoops, we do have a commercial break. Our last one was a little late. We had some technical difficulties, so we'll be back in 3 minutes for a long segment. Be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems.
Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Yuka Davidson. He wrote an article that was published on January 4th, 2013, called In Search of Justice, Summary of an International Law Case in Finland. And it is linked on today's radio schedule page. And I can certainly see great similarities between what is happening in your country compared to America. But you explain it in such a way when you talk about this group of people that met in May of 1992. There were about 40 people, including Supreme Court members, judges from the lower level courts, professors of law, and these people were all invited. And the objective of the seminar was to evaluate and criticize the judicial operations and practice. And it totally changed the court system in your country in a matter of a few hours during this meeting.
That's correct, yes. So this is still, to me, a kind of blind piece in this research. So the question is, how did President Koivisto bring this order down to lowest level of courts? And we have some ideas and some hints what did happen, because President Koivisto had a private meeting before this major meeting with the president of Supreme Court. So they two actually met together. And I am quite sure that that when we are talking about Finland, so president is used to be very, very strong, and his position in political system was very strong. So if somebody tried to oppose him, so then he had to leave his post as judge or whatever you was doing in this state system. So I think it's pretty much the fear that people, they want to have the job and salary, etc. So it's better to listen what big boys are telling them. So this must be behind the this idea. Why did this actually happen? But this is true, and what we have seen is that the courts are fabricating the papers. We have seen that the judges are using different papers than this poor debtor, and he is trying to make his case with different papers than the other people in courtroom. So it's really a I don't know what should we call it, but it's completely, the system has completely collapsed when we are talking about cases based on this financial crisis.
Right. Now, wasn't it, you talk about the fact that some of the customers had their papers and things, their loans transferred to the bad bank Arsenal.
Yeah.
And
that was actually agreed. Then in 1 year, actually in October 93 was agreed that such a bad bank should be made, and also this secret agreement what was signed in between all the banks and state of Finland. So they actually agreed on that agreement that certain lines of business were subject to transfer from the banks to these bad banks, which means that this poor customer were declared in bankruptcy. That is mainly.
Right. Now, do you have a central bank there in Finland?
Yes, we used to have Bank of Finland, yes. But today, when we are member of European Union, so it's not very strong one anymore. But we had, yes.
Okay. And after they made this secret agreement and transferred all of these notes and loans and things to what is called the bad bank Arsenal, then a lot of businesses had to go out of business, like real estate business, and the real estate business collapsed, investment business, construction, retail, hotel, restaurant businesses.
Yeah. So in that secret agreement, what we have in our possession, so they agreed that certain line of businesses, like you mentioned, these investment businesses, construction or retail business or real estate or hotels and restaurants or leisure business, whatever that is, they were entitled to transfer, so get rid of those liabilities. But they also agreed that from the ownership point of view, that means that if you have 10 companies, like myself, I had several companies. So if one is in problems, so the bank is entitled to transfer everything out of them. So that one which has problems, but if you 9 is running well, then also those 9 can be transferred over to bad bank.
Oh my gosh, that could destroy a person. That
yeah, that's right. Yeah, the idea was certainly that if you let this person have money, then he can try to protect himself. But if you can get him out of money, then he can't protect himself. Because lawyers are expensive, and that's why it's very, very difficult to make any case if you don't have lawyers.
Oh, my. Mm. And this affected about 22% of all businesses?
Yeah, that is amazing. 44,600 businesses went out just like that. And it's if you take the statistics, so we had a bit more than 200,000 companies only in Finland. So that is everything from small to big ones. And it means that about 22% of all companies had to close the doors. And the owners of those companies lost everything, absolutely. And those people who did give own name to guarantee those loans also lost everything.
Oh, my goodness. And that was just because of the banking cabal, and President Koivisto made this deal.
Yeah, that's right. And this is something which is also, let's say, the background for our case, because you can't, because I have shown this secret agreement to lawyers in States, in Europe, and in Finland, and all of them has told me that is just a blame fraud. Because
has this happened in other countries that you've talked to or that you've interacted with?
Well, I haven't been able to locate this much information because I have been talking a lot with Swedish entrepreneurs and who lost their companies during the same time period in Sweden. But they have not been able to present anything similar what we have been able to find. But I'm quite sure that the if you look at the pattern in Sweden, in Finland, in Norway, in Denmark, so it's pretty much the same how they did solve these problems.
Right. And you mentioned that there was an increased number of suicides, divorces, mental damages from all of this.
Yeah, this is actually a very, very interesting point, because there is some professor who did actually realize that this chaos will have a major effect on the population in Finland, and they started to study this one. And I have received, I think, 5 to 6 books or research reports, and the first one was destroyed by one minister because the results were so awful. They didn't allow to publish it at all. So that is something what I don't have in my possession, but everything else which has been a bit cleaned, but the reality is maybe a bit worse than those reports are presenting.
Now, does your media in Finland cover any of this?
No, because when you are a small country, then big boys are eating in same restaurants, so to say. So it has been completely, let's say, agreed that this is something what should not be, let's say, presented or discussed or anything like that.
I think it's true in big countries too, because if this same kinds of things are going on in this country, and the media is completely silent about it.
Yeah.
Now, who owns the media there in Finland?
Well, there is actually the one major newspaper, which is Helsingin Sanomat, and the owner just passed away a couple of months ago. So now it's younger generations who is running this newspaper, and that is the leading one. But then I believe that we have to go to something which is, I am now guessing, but I think that the Freemasons have a major role when we are discussing about this kind of things. So these people are belonging each, let's say, major newspaper is somebody is belonging to this group. And when if you want to get something done in Finland, so that is a very, very suitable channel to bring any let's say, information forward.
I see. Okay. So with all of these people that have died and committed suicide and all the emotional and physical chaos that it has created, there are thousands of deaths, and this is a crime against humanity that needs to be addressed, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that is the base of our case. I have been because I have been trying to get help from law professors, etc. in Finland, but I haven't been that successful here. So I have been reading myself international law, and especially the international criminal law, and also I have gone through a huge number of United Nations resolutions, etc. And I found two very, very interesting resolutions, which let's say decide that any violation of economic or political rights is as a crime against humanity. And if you look at the treaty for the International Criminal Court, so you can find similar, let's say, and you when you look at the elements of crime section on that treaty, so you will find also the same idea behind there, that the when we are talking about war crimes or crimes against humanity, then always we are thinking about cases where somebody is causing a huge number of deaths by explosion or shooting or whatever. But I think that it's time now to also look at the best way how to kill a lot of people, and that's economy. You can do it. And that is precisely what we are now trying to form. Here is a case which is based on the material and decisions done in United Nations. And when we are talking about international law, so the source of international law comes especially from United Nations and those resolutions, decisions, etc. Also, other international courts are in main line when talking about the sources of international law. So this let's say, the violation of economical rights, that is the foundation for our case. And this should be the foundation also all over the world right now, because what we can see everywhere right now is just this one.
Right. And what you're saying, we've got a break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. This is very interesting. Be right back.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Yuka Davidson. On January 4th, 2013, he wrote an article which is linked on today's scheduled page. It is called In Search of Justice, Summary of an International Law Case in Finland. And you mentioned all these bailouts. The banks had bailouts, the same as they've had here in America, and that this has caused thousands of deaths, and yet the media there in Finland is not reporting it. And I assume that all of this money, all the bailout money and all of the good money went upward into the pockets of the international bankers, who we actually have not identified specifically yet. And then thousands of people have died, some of which took their own lives. But would you include something like starvation in any of that? Have people starved as a result of this this shifting of assets out of the country?
Well, I'm not sure if they have really starved to death, but when a person actually is losing everything, so he or she gets a lot of stress and emotions, etc. So then you will be in a let's say spiral to either to kill yourself, or then does this major stress will cause you some cancer or whatever. Or maybe heart attacks or anything like that. So this is actually already proven in medical studies and also in these studies concerning these victims of this economical crime in Finland.
And it is an economic crime just about anywhere it happens, and yet it is made to appear as, oh, well, it's just bad economic decisions. It's not anybody's fault. It just happened. Is that the way it's been being presented or not presented in your country?
It's exactly that way, yes. It is actually in Finland, if you listen to the authorities and the government, so it's there is a very interesting term used, and it's the market powers. So the market is doing this, and the market powers are doing that, and we can't do anything, which is completely false, because those people has to be able to do something, and what they can do or could have done in Finland is that they could have let's say printed some money and helped. Really, the state could have, against by providing funding to the banks, they could have taken the shares.
Right. They could have kicked the people, those foreigners, out of the country, couldn't they?
Yeah, no.
Yes. All righty, we are going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after a station ID and a word from our sponsors. We will take your calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. Be right back.